And now, Snickers presents the greatest live event in entertainment. WrestleMania.
WrestleMania, yes, sir. That's the good topic of conversation on today's podcast. I want to run down what I'm going to be talking about, and then I'm going to drop that intro. So I'm going to be talking about my top 25 favorite WrestleMania matches of all time. In no particular order, I just jot down top 25. I'm going to give you guys that for today's podcast, a little fun conversation. And I'm also going to give you guys some of my favorite WrestleManias of all time in general. So you guys can look forward to that on today's podcast. But I appreciate the continued love and support. Appreciate the love. Be sure to subscribe to the Wrestling Takeover on your favorite audio streaming platform, and also subscribe to the YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow.
Welcome to...
You're listening to the Wrestling Takeover.
What is your name?
With your host, Jordan Turner, who's always going to keep it real.
Come on, King.
Inside and outside the ring.
Let me make myself clear.
He's got the fans behind him, King.
It's time to take over, King.
Are you ready?
He's all fired up now, King. Takeover.
Let's go.
Man, y'all heard the man. Let's go. What's popping, y'all? How is everybody doing? Welcome back to the Wrestling Takeover. I'm your host, Jordan Turner, and I'm back once again with another audio video discussion right here on the digital airwaves of YouTube or wherever you get your audio streaming platform, if that is Spotify or Apple Podcast. If you guys can do me a solid and subscribe to the Wrestling Takeover on Spotify and Apple Podcasts. And if you guys can leave me a 5-star rating on those platforms, I will sincerely appreciate it. Now, like you heard previously, we're going to talk about WrestleMania, top 25 of my favorite WrestleMania matches of all time. But I'm also going to talk about some of my favorite WrestleManias of all time. And in fact, that's what I'm going to do. I'm going to kind of get that out the way first before I get into my top 25. But you know what? Before I get into my favorite WrestleManias of all time, if you're new and you're just finding the Wrestling Takeover, I appreciate you guys greatly. Be sure to subscribe to my official YouTube channel, youtube.com/podcastjshow. This is where I deliver my audio format on Spotify and Apple Podcasts, but it also transfers to YouTube. And I'm kind of starting fresh on YouTube, but I want to try to build up my audience. So if you guys love what you hear on Spotify and Apple Podcasts and you have a YouTube, which I believe everybody does, go subscribe to my official YouTube channel. Again, youtube.com/podcastjshow. I am host of the Wrestling Takeover. And what I bring to you guys is a fan and a mindset perspective that not a lot of people bring to the table. I'm a wrestling fan that is brutally honest with his opinions and values with what I talk about. If that is AEW or WWE, I am mainly a WWE-esque podcaster, but I do talk about AEW as well. So I just want to make that perfectly clear. But majority of the conversations that I will be having is all WWE based for the most part. What I do is I talk about Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, right? The pay-per-views for WWE, news and rumors. Same with AEW, AEW Dynamite, news and rumors, AEW pay-per-views. So if you guys love AEW, you guys love WWE, and you want the best wrestling talk right here on YouTube, hit that subscribe button and support. I'd appreciate it. So my favorite WrestleMania matches of all time, and this is just WrestleMania. I'm not talking about the matches. I'm strictly talking WrestleMania. Now, I wrote them down in my notes just in case I don't forget, right? So what I got here is, and they're not in order, okay? I got WrestleMania 31. WrestleMania 31 was really good. It had Sting, Triple H. I mean, that was disappointing, but I feel like it was okay for what it was. We got the match between Bray Wyatt and The Undertaker. That was pretty good as well. We got the Money in the Bank ladder match, or not the Money in the Bank, but the ladder match for the Intercontinental Championship with Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bryan at the time, winning the championship. That was a fun moment. AJ Lee and Saraya, aka Paige, teamed up to go against the Bella Twins. That was a solid tag team match. We had Roman Reigns and Brock Lesnar deliver a fantastic main event. And we had the cash in with Seth Rollins. Among other things that happened on that show, I just thought WrestleMania 31 from top to bottom was one of the best of all time. It's always in a lot of people's top five, top tens, especially top fives. It's one of the best ones in WrestleMania history. Another one that I genuinely loved was WrestleMania 17. Stone Cold Rock, Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys, Edge and Christian, Big Show Kane, so on and so forth. Y'all know the deal. Stone Cold Steve Austin turned heel, which was insane to see, but he actually sided with the devil in Vince McMahon. That was a fun WrestleMania. I also thought WrestleMania 22 was a good one. WrestleMania 22 was an underrated one, in my opinion. I thought WrestleMania 22 was very fun with Triple H and John Cena. You had the men's Money in the Bank ladder match. You had Rey Mysterio, Kurt Angle, and Randy Orton in a triple threat. And you had one of my favorite, well, it will be on the list, WrestleMania matches of all time with Edge versus Mick Foley. So WrestleMania 22 was one of my personal favorites. Another favorite of mine was WrestleMania 21 with the men's Money in the Bank. You had Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio. You had JBL and John Cena. And then you had Batista and Triple H. And then one of my favorite matches on that show was Undertaker versus Randy Orton at WrestleMania 21. You had some other good WrestleManias, WrestleMania 39. One of my favorite WrestleManias, Cody Rhodes, Roman, Seth Rollins, and Logan Paul. Rey Mysterio versus Dominic Mysterio. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair. Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn versus The Usos. So WrestleMania 39 in totality. I know people like to talk about WrestleMania 39 night one. No, WrestleMania period was an amazing show. One of my favorites of all time. So those were kind of some of my favorite WrestleManias of all time. I know there's a few other ones, but those ones really hit big time. So let me know what you guys think in the comments down below on YouTube. What your favorite WrestleManias are. I want to know in the comments. Let me know. Now, the root of the podcast today. This is going to be a short podcast. It's not going to be a long one. I'm just here to give you guys my rankings and my opinions on them. Now, the top 25, again, top 25, they're not in order. They're not. Because half of these matches on here, they would not be, you know, where they're at right now. They would not. But I am doing 25 of my favorite matches in WrestleMania history. There's a lot of WrestleMania matches, and I know I left some of them off. But I had to go do my homework. Some of the matches I actually put on here and then I ended up taking them out and replacing them with other ones. But at the end of the day, I feel like I have a good top 25 list or 25 of my favorite WrestleMania matches of all time. Again, these are not particularly ranked outside of 1 and 2. I have to rank those. But outside of 1 and 2, all the other ones are not ranked. Okay. The first one, if you guys know me, you know that my favorite WrestleMania match of all time is Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels from WrestleMania 25. It's one of my favorite WrestleManias of all time. It is, in fact, my favorite wrestling match of all time is Shawn Michaels versus Undertaker at WrestleMania 25. The second one, Kurt Angle versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 21. That one was just pure magic. Between Shawn Michaels and Kurt Angle. Next up, we got the Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys, Edge and Christian, WrestleMania 17, one of the best TLC matches in WWE history. I do miss the TLC match concept. I wish that was kind of brought back a little bit more consistently, but at the end of the day, you know, when these type of match calls for it and the feud and the story calls for it, you will get a TLC match. You will get a Hell in a Cell match. You will get a steel cage or last man standing. Back then, you know, we didn't really see a lot of TLC matches. They were really only saved for special occasions when it called for it. So Edge and Christian, Hardy Boys, Dudley Boys were amazing. An underrated sleeper hit, in my opinion, that actually doesn't get a lot of credit, which is I'm thoroughly surprised by, is John Cena versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 23. I know there was a lot of people, you know, at the time, which match was better? Was it Batista versus Undertaker, or was it John Cena versus Shawn Michaels? In my opinion, I thought Shawn Michaels versus John Cena was a little bit better. And I got Shawn Michaels a lot on this list. That's just my opinion. I feel like Shawn Michaels is the greatest in-ring performer in WWE history. He's Mr. WrestleMania for a reason, specifically on this list. I got Edge versus Mick Foley at WrestleMania 22, one of my favorite hardcore matches in WWE history. This match was a staple because this match provided Edge to be taken as a serious deal. So that's one of my favorite matches of all time. One of my favorite hardcore matches of all time. Next one, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels 2 from WrestleMania 26. I actually can't believe there are people out there that actually think this match was better than their first match. I don't know about that, but you're entitled to your own opinion. WrestleMania 25 was better than WrestleMania 26, in my opinion. Others might think differently, and that's okay. Next up, Undertaker versus Triple H at WrestleMania 28. Same thing with WrestleMania 27. People actually thought WrestleMania 27 was better than 28 again. I don't agree with that, but your title is to your own opinion. That super kick into a pedigree, I swear, I thought the streak was over, and I'm thinking, I love Triple H, man, but fuck, please don't win. And Undertaker kicked out, and I'm like, oh God, thank you. God answered my prayer there. So that match was incredible, but there actually are some people that think the WrestleMania 27 match was a little bit better. Next up, John Cena versus The Rock at WrestleMania 28. This one was definitely better than 29. I'm going to say that right now. Their first match was better than their second match. This match was great. I had chills when I watched this match. It was awesome. They were in Miami. Crowd was all over The Rock. Who cares about Cena? Crowd was going crazy. I love that atmosphere. An amazing match. The next one, Sasha Banks versus Charlotte Flair versus Becky Lynch in a triple threat at WrestleMania 32. The best match at that year's WrestleMania. That has to be top three worst WrestleManias of all time. And I know for a fact, most of the matches that we got at that show were not supposed to happen. I know that. Seth Rollins versus Triple H was supposed to happen. We were supposed to get Sting and Undertaker at this show. John Cena was supposed to be in a high-profile match, maybe against CM Punk, I believe, something like that at the time. I'm not sure, but that WrestleMania was not that good. It was dog shit. And I'm as honest as I can be, you guys. I'm very transparent. I'm very direct. I've always been just, you know, positive about what I watch and what I enjoy. If you don't like what I have to say, that's totally understandable. That's fine. You have your own values and your own opinions. But I'm always going to be here and be straight up blunt with you guys. I don't like to sugarcoat anything. I'm not one of these fans that like to dance around things. I'm going to give it to you guys the way you deserve it. And that's a fan that is brutally honest with what he's watching and reading on the internet. Or if we're talking about something that's back in the day, with most of these matches, I'm giving you my opinion on if I liked it or I didn't like it. And I thought WrestleMania 32, for the most part, was dog shit. But the Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair, and Becky Lynch match saved that entire show for the most part. Even though, again, the show was not that good. But there were some positives on that show. But this one was top priority. Next one, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair 2 at WrestleMania 39. This one is one of the greatest women's matches in WrestleMania history. This is one of my favorite matches for the women. When it comes to the women that we've seen at WrestleMania, this one is high on my list. This match was incredible, and this one was definitely better than their first encounter, which I will get to in a second. Next one, Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch I don't know which one was better. Was it Becky Lynch versus Bianca Belair at WrestleMania 38? Or was it Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair 2 at WrestleMania 39? If I had a gun to my head right now, I'm going with Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 38. Out of the two. Next up, Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair, their first match at WrestleMania 36. If that match had a crowd, I'm telling you now, if that match had a crowd, that would have been French kiss. That match was incredible. Incredible. We have some top tier women's matches on here. Sasha Banks, Charlotte Flair, Becky Lynch, WrestleMania 32. Rhea Ripley versus Charlotte Flair 2 at WrestleMania 39. Bianca Belair versus Becky Lynch at WrestleMania 38. And Charlotte Flair versus Rhea Ripley the first time at WrestleMania 36. Some star-studded women's matches took place at WrestleMania. And I'm telling you right now, at WrestleMania 40, there is going to be a lot of people in and around the community. Which championship match was better? Was it Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch, or was it Io Sky versus Bayley? I'm praying that both of those matches get the proper time to tell their story. And I'm talking like 15 to 16 minutes. Those two matches need to kind of be around almost 20 minutes. Let them go out there and kill it for 20 minutes. Io and Bayley can do it, and so can Becky Lynch and Rhea Ripley. I'm very excited for those two women's matches. So these women's matches that I just named, though, man, star-studded, bro. Incredible matches. Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio at WrestleMania 21. One of my favorite opening matches to a WrestleMania of all time. Incredible match. Again, some of these matches I just don't have on there. Like, for example, I don't have Randy Orton versus Seth Rollins at WrestleMania 31. I don't have Bryan Danielson, Daniel Bryan versus Triple H at WrestleMania 30. I do not have that match on there. I know it's a lot, but, you know, some matches I had to take off, and those two I did have to take off because there was just other matches that I decided to put on here instead. So let's move on, though. Let's go to Randy Orton versus Undertaker at WrestleMania 21. Again, WrestleMania 21 was one of my favorite WrestleManias of all time, man. The ladder match, Triple H and Batista, John Cena and JBL had a good match, Eddie Guerrero versus Rey Mysterio, and then Randy Orton versus Undertaker at WrestleMania 21. WrestleMania 21 was incredible. Also include that ladder match in there as well. Next up, Shawn Michaels. Again, Shawn Michaels is on here a lot. Shawn Michaels versus Chris Jericho at WrestleMania 19. That match was a sleeper. WrestleMania 19 was very enjoyable as well. An underrated WrestleMania was WrestleMania 19. Next one, speaking of Shawn Michaels, Shawn Michaels, Triple H, and Chris Benoit at WrestleMania 20 in one of the best triple threat matches in WWE history. Even though, is that my favorite triple threat match of all time? No, it's not, but it's one of my favorites. Next up, an underrated sleeper was Dave Bautista versus Undertaker at WrestleMania 23. WrestleMania 23 was one of my favorite WrestleManias of all time as well. You had two amazing main events because the next one is John Cena versus Shawn Michaels, and you had a lot of people. Was Dave Bautista, Undertaker better than John Cena, Shawn Michaels? No, it was not. I'm going with John Cena, Shawn Michaels was the better match by a little bit. Dave Bautista and Undertaker was a hell of a match. But if I had to choose one, I'm choosing John Cena versus Shawn Michaels. Hi, Shawn Michaels. You're incredible. Mr. WrestleMania for a reason. And somebody asked me, who do you think is this generation's Mr. WrestleMania? Who's always performing in big matches at WrestleMania? I ain't even gonna hold you. I think Seth Rollins is this generation's Mr. WrestleMania. He's always putting on amazing performance. Always. Next up, we're going to talk about the Money in the Bank at WrestleMania 23. One of my favorite Money in the Bank matches of all time. This one was actually the only one that's on here. In fact, I did have WrestleMania 24, the Money in the Bank at that event, but I ended up taking it out for this next match that I forgot to name. Bret Hart versus Shawn Michaels at WrestleMania 12. This one gets talked about as one of the most overhyped, overrated matches of all time. To each their own, you're entitled to your own opinion, but this match was fucking incredible, bro. The Iron Man match, man, I missed that shit. I hope we get an Iron Man match this year. Maybe if they book Sami Zayn and Gunther, we can get an Iron Man match between the two. I'm just saying. Hopefully it is Sami Zayn versus Gunther for the Intercontinental Championship this year at WrestleMania. We'll see. Next up, we got Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns, one of the greatest main event matches in WWE history at a WrestleMania. This match was incredible, and y'all thought I was not going to have this match in my top 25? Come on, bro. Come on. Of course I'm going to have it. An unbelievable match, even the ending. I didn't mind the ending, to be honest. I wasn't upset or nothing. I know a lot of people were like, oh my God, that ending kind of killed it for me. To each their own, but it didn't do nothing for me because that match was still incredible. Just because the ending and people's eyes were bad, don't take away from the performance of Cody Rhodes and Roman Reigns. Just an awesome match. Another awesome match from WrestleMania 39. Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre at that event for the Intercontinental Championship. One of the greatest triple threat matches of all time. It's crazy. I have two triple threat matches in here. Chris Benoit, Triple H, Shawn Michaels, and then Gunther versus Sheamus versus Drew McIntyre from WrestleMania 39. That's one of my favorite triple threat matches of all time. Just incredible. Speaking of Eddie Guerrero, I got him against Kurt Angle at WrestleMania 20. Now, I have replaced I replaced the previous match for this one because I just couldn't let this match get disrespected. Because I know people were probably going to be saying, like, Jordan, where's this match at? Again, there's a lot of matches that, you know, I just didn't put on the list. I only have 25. I didn't put Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar. I wanted to put that on here, but I just couldn't. I'm sorry. Whoa. Yes, I did. I'm tripping. There was one match that I wanted to put on here, and I replaced it with Kurt Angle and Brock Lesnar, because that's the next one. Kurt Angle versus Brock Lesnar from WrestleMania 19. I sincerely apologize for that. I had to put this one on here. This match was great. The story, you know, it was just an incredible match. So I have to put this on here. And then lastly, this one might be a little controversy, and I don't understand why, because this match was incredible. Ric Flair versus Shawn Michaels. Hi, Shawn Michaels. Mr. WrestleMania. WrestleMania 24. The story broke me in a good way. The story is the reason why this match is even on the list. Yes, the in-ring ability was incredible. It was fun. Ric Flair did an amazing thing for his age, an amazing job for his age. But the story for me throughout the whole match is the reason why this thing is on here. That match was incredible. An incredible match. But that is my list, you guys. That is my 25 favorite WrestleMania matches of all time. Let me know down below in the comments of YouTube if you agree with me. Let me know some of your favorite matches in WrestleMania history. I know I'm forgetting some, but I feel like I got some of the big time matches on this list. That's kind of what I was aiming for here. And I think I did a pretty good job with it. What's your favorite WrestleMania of all time? Let me know. What's your favorite match at WrestleMania? Hopefully it's, WrestleMania 25, you know, Shawn Michaels, Undertaker. We'll see. But let me know in the comments. I want to get a great discussion going. And just to those who subscribe to my YouTube channel, thank you. I appreciate it. I know I just started, but we're going to keep rolling continuously with content. So don't even worry about it. Content's never going to stop. But I appreciate the support, everybody. Thank you for tapping into the Wrestling Takeover. I'm your host, Jordan Turner, once again, and I'll see you guys next time.